happened many, many years ago in the Holy Land. There was a drought, a terrible drought. Every day the sky was clear and the sun beat down upon the people. And every day they would cry for water. The people went to the rabbi. And the holy rabbi, he said, we're calling a fast. If we fast, maybe God will have mercy upon us and the rains would come. Well, they fasted. And the next day, the sky was clear and the sun beat down on them. It beat down so much the people began to cry, our children are thirsty, what are we to do? The rabbi was upset, he didn't know. That night he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw the merchant of the village leading prayers. Well, in the morning he woke up and he dismissed it. The merchant wasn't very learned. He didn't speak the prayers very well. But the rabbi was surrounded by people crying because a drought was taking its toll on people. That night, again, he had a dream. And in the dream, again, he saw the merchant leading the prayers. The next morning, as everyone gathered in the old wooden synagogue, he called the merchant up and said, I want you to lead the prayers. And the merchant looked at the rabbi and said, Rabbi, I can't. He said, it's important. You have to lead prayers. He said, Rabbi, I'm uncomfortable and I'm kind of afraid of the people because I might say the prayers wrong. The rabbi said, no, I want you to lead prayers. At that moment, the merchant turned around and he ran out of the synagogue, his tallis, his prayer shawl waving behind him. And as people are, they began to gossip. What did the rabbi say? Why did he run away? He got quiet. As the merchant came back in, his tallis, his prayer shawl, was wrapped tightly around him. Nobody knew what was going on. He walked all the way up. He passed the reader's stand where he would lead the service, goes all the way up to the Aron Kodesh, the ark where all the Torah scrolls are kept. He opened it up, and he unwrapped his tallis and took out a set of scales. He closed his eyes, and he lifted his hands. He said, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Master of the Universe, let these scales speak for me. If I have ever cheated anyone, if I have ever shortchanged somebody, if I have never given a fair weight, let these scales testify against me. For you see, every time I look at these scales, I see your holy name. When I look at that scale, and I see all the way over on the right, the balance and the pan, it reminds me of the yud of your holy name. And as I see the balance, the centerpiece, and the pan, I see the hay of your holy name. And as I look over to the left, and I notice the center beam, how straight it stands, the vav of your holy name. And the other complete left side, I see another hay. I see your holy name, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. How can I do anything wrong when I see your presence in front of me all the time? The people were looking at one another. What's he talking about? When all of a sudden, one of the children ran in and said, look, look, the skies had grown dark and all of a sudden, thunder and lightning and the rains were coming in torrents. The people turned and they said to the rabbi, when we fasted, why was there no mercy? Why did the rains not come? Why is this merchant so special? And the rabbi looked at them and said, because when he prayed b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol meyadecha, with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might. If we would pray that way, we could change the world. Let us all hope that our prayers are answered.